Okay, you might think that we're well into 2014, but to many people, we have just begun the Year of the Horse.
The Lunar New Year is celebrated across China, not to mention many homes in the United States. For Ying Kampestein, the author of cookbooks and children's books, the Chinese New Year is part of life.
And the rotating symbols for each year mean a lot.
The Year of the Horse is meant for those people who are determined and want to reach their goal. They will get rewarded for their hard work, and they should go for it.
We reached Kampestein at her home in Northern California, where she was cleaning and decorating, both of which are rituals of the new year.
I always have firecrackers hanging from the ceiling to scare away the evil spirit. Red tablecloths, double happies, and some Chinese calligraphy for the good happy year. And the red, of course, represents good luck. I even have a red door.
Kampestein came to America in the 1980s after growing up in China. New Year's in her youth were austere. Children traditionally get haircuts and new clothes for the new year, hoping evil spirits won't recognize them. But sometimes her family could not afford that.
I remember my mother would cook on the coal stove. We'd have to go out to wait in a long line to buy the coal. And, one stove, that would take days to prepare all these dishes. And my favorite dish is dumplings. You know, when I was growing up in China, oil is rationed. So we always, every year, instead of the deep fry or pan fried dumplings, at my home, we always have steamed dumplings, which is even today still my favorite.
And she offers her own take on the traditional dumpling in her most recent cookbook, Cooking with an Asian Accent, and the recipes at NPR.org.
This New Year's weekend, Kampestein is serving symbolic dishes, ribs for strength,
fish for prosperity,
long noodles for a long life,
and sticky sweet rice cakes. The round shape evokes the family circle and the circle of friendship.
Now, after this, I'm really excited to go to the kitchen to start cooking.
But before she went to the kitchen, Ying Kampestein said one more thing to our producer. She'd heard that my family includes a daughter adopted from China, so she sent us a message.
So what I just said in Chinese is, wish you a happy Chinese New Year. I hope you and your family will have a chance to celebrate Chinese New Year with me someday together.
Oh, thank you. I'd love that. I'd love that, especially if you're cooking. That's cookbook and children's book author Ying Kampestein. Happy New Year.